Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned to the Fred Allen Show. If within the next 30 minutes you, any listener in the continental United States, answer a telephone call from any giveaway radio program, and because you are listening to this show, you miss an opportunity to win any gift then being offered, Fred Allen guarantees to make good by furnishing an equivalent gift or its value up to $5,000.
National Surety Corporation guarantees that Fred Allen will perform his agreement up to a total of $50,000. Notice of any claim under these guarantees must be mailed to Mr. Fred Allen by registered mail, care of the National Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York, and postmarked not later than midnight, November 8th, 1948.
Relax. Enjoy the Fred Allen Show. The Ford Dealers of America present the Fred Allen Show. The Fred Allen Show with Fred's guest, Arthur Treacher, Portland Hoffa, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And this is Kenny Delmar speaking for your Ford dealer. Well, they've counted the votes from every last precinct, and I can now announce the winner. It's the same the whole land over. In the new car field, Mr. and Mrs. Public overwhelmingly prefer the new Ford. And why not? With its new low look, marvelous midship ride, hydrocoil and paraflex springs, and magic action brakes, the 49 Ford is unquestionably, indubitably, the car of the year. Your Ford dealer invites you to meet the winner tomorrow. Well, it's Sunday night again, and as is his weekly custom, Fred Allen has a date at the corner of Main Street. Tonight, as Fred steps out of his new Ford, he hears a voice say,
Mr. Allen!
Hey, Portland, gee whiz. Say, I'm a little late, Portland. Have you been waiting long?
Oh, no. I was in that French cafe across the street.
French cafe?
Les Naisos d'Anguille.
Les Naisos d'Anguille? Mm-hmm. What is that in English?
The nostril of the eel.
The nostril of the eel. You know, all those French cafes have crazy names like that. There's one down in Greenwich Village called Coudeau Couchon.
What is that?
The swine sinus. It's a French cafe... The fellow who runs it doesn't know what it means. He bought it from a fellow without an interpreter, and he started. But French cafes are always so dark, Portland.
That's why French chefs use so much garlic.
In the dark?
You can locate the food.
Oh, I often wondered why that was. The place you just ate in over there looks awfully small.
It is. The pats on the lamb chops are knickers.
Oh, they are, really? They split the peas 60-20, do they? Say, I know a French restaurant. The ceiling is so low, they serve the frog's legs squatting. Say, what's that crowd? That crowd over there across the street.
Well, that new picture just opened, Snake Pit.
Well, how do you know it's Snake Pit?
The line outside is coiling around the theater.
Coiling around. Say, Portland, I just remembered. You know what? I forgot to get the paper tonight.
Let's take a walk down Main Street.
Well, let's get going.
Paper say?
Hey, here's an item. Medical Economics, National Physicians Business Magazine, says that there is only one doctor for each 1,082 persons in the United States.
I wonder if people are worried.
Well, let's ask some people now as we walk along Main Street. Hey, this man coming with the Leghorn briefcase. Pardon me, sir.
Claghorn, say Claghorn's your name, son. Senator Claghorn, that is.
Well, Senator.
Well, here I go again. I've been laughing since last Tuesday.
Laughing at what, Senator?
The election.
Yeah,
son, that's the biggest upset this country has seen since the Normandy tipped over. Maine is seceding from the Union. The Republicans are giving their bandwagon back to Fitch. This is one thing the elephant will never forget.
Tell me, what about Dr. Gallup and Mr. Roper with their poll?
Well, this is the first time in the history of statistics that the polls have gone to the dog.
Senator, do you think that... Now, Confi, this is off the record. Do you think the president had a hunch he would be reelected?
Oh, Harry wasn't worried, son. He knew he'd be living in Washington 4 more years.
How do you know?
2 days before the election, I seen a piano tuner going into the White House.
Tell me, Senator, how do you account for the president's re-election?
Moving pictures done it, son.
Moving pictures?
People are so crazy about double features.
You mean the president's first term?
People want to see everything twice.
I hate to change the subject, Senator, but a physician's magazine says that in this country today, there's only one doctor for each 1,082 persons.
Well, the country don't have to worry about doctors for the next 4 years, son.
No?
The Democrats are the best doctors.
Doctors?
Them Democrats made the Republicans take their medicine. So long, son. So long, son.
It sure is a swell night to walk down Main Street, Portland.
Look at this picture in the barber shop.
Two men wearing toupees.
It says, which twin has the phony?
Hey, look who just turned the corner.
Titus Moody.
Hi, Mr. Moody.
Howdy, Bob.
You're out. Aren't you out late, Mr. Moody?
Yes, I am. I had to go to an Alf Landon testimonial dinner.
A big do, was it?
They had some fella speaking. He was a Republican.
Republican, eh?
He was appearing incognito. His talk was, America, is it utopia?
Well, do you think America is utopia?
Not while I'm paying $3 for overalls, I don't.
Well, tell me, Mr. Moody, what about this shortage of doctors?
Why, I don't know about human doctors, but vets is going crazy.
You mean veterinarians?
Cow doctors.
Cow doctors.
I had a cow that had an ulcer.
And you called a vet to operate on the cow's ulcer, did you?
He drove up with his trailer clinic.
The vet was busy, I imagine.
On the floor, he had a horse laying down, waiting to get his tonsils out. Two goats was leaning in the corner under Eta.
Yes.
And swinging in a hammock, he had a pig in traction.
Pig in traction, eh? That vet must have been confused.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Did he operate?
He took the whole insides out of my cow.
Yeah?
And he put in the insides of a hen.
The vet put the insides of a hen in your cow? What happened?
Why, today, before the cow will give a drop of milk, she has to set on her nest. So long,
That Titus Moody is a character, Portland.
This little woman coming looks familiar.
Well, I should say so. Mrs. Nussbaum.
So who is paging me? Oh, it's you.
Yes, yes. Out walking your dog, eh?
Yes, it is a seltzer spaniel.
You mean a water spaniel, don't you?
I'm buying it in the barn.
Oh, a seltzer. Well, tell me, Mrs. Nussbaum, about this shortage of doctors.
Who needs doctors?
But
I'm taking out group hospitalizing.
Oh, group hospitalization?
Before they can take me to my hospital, a group is having to get sick.
Oh, wow. I often wonder what that's like. Hey, it is good to be healthy, eh?
Good. It's also making trouble.
Trouble? How do you mean?
Well, my friend, Mrs. Bambi Rappaport, is crazy for health.
Uh-huh.
They're getting iron, she's eating spinach.
Uh-huh.
Bambi is getting so much iron, her arm is looking like a niblick. And to making calcium, she's drinking milk.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's drinking so much milk, in the mouth she is now having 3 sets of teeth.
3 sets of teeth.
Then, to improving the eyesight, Bambi is eating carrots.
Is she eating too many carrots, too?
Like a cat, she can now see only at night.
Well, look, eating all of these health foods, Bambi must be enjoying life.
Enjoying? Her husband is getting a divorce.
Why?
Bambi is too healthy.
Too healthy?
When her husband is telling Bambi to drop dead,
She
couldn't do it. Thank you.
You sure meet some confused people on Main Street, Portland.
You haven't found out much about the shortage of doctors, have you?
No, I haven't. Say, let's try this man coming along playing with the barbed wire yo-yo. Pardon me, sir.
Rejoice, brother. My name is Humphrey Titter.
Humphrey Titter?
I'm the joy boy. Stand back, brother. I'm letting go of Bluebird. I just left the Republican headquarters. I yelled, "Rejoice, brothers."
What happened?
They threw me out.
See, I remember you, Titter. You write unusual greeting cards and jingles.
Yes, everybody waits for a special day to send out cards.
And you?
I send out greeting cards any day.
Any day?
Greetings, pal, and wishes good. I send you on this one day. I don't know when your birthday is, so I wish you a rousing Monday.
Very good, very good.
Rejoice, brother. Don't be like the man whose cat was run over by the steamroller, standing there with a long puss.
Mr. Titter, what is the country going to do about the shortage of doctors?
I shall write a jingle. Take this down.
What's the title?
Your Doctor.
I have it. Your Doctor.
Your doctor is your best friend. His skillful diagnosis informs you promptly when you're sick, if it's virus or thrombosis. Yes. Your doctor quickly feels your pulse, arrives at his decision, and with his shiny scalpel, he soon makes a long incision. Yes. If you don't survive his surgery, your doctor never quakes. For his friend, the undertaker, always covers his mistakes.
So long, Mr. Titter.
Rejoice, brother.
Come on, Portland, let's go.
Wait till I look in the music store.
Yeah, what is that bus? That fellow, the bus, or that fellow in the window there?
It's Jack Igan.
Oh, gosh.
And he picks the song of the week.
What is Jack's selection this week?
Al Goodman and his orchestra playing, and the five DeMarco sisters singing... The Money Song.
Say, I wonder how that sounds, the Money Song.
If you got it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't got it. You don't get it, shame on you. Funny, 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 what money can do.
Them to have it, get more of it.
Yes, they need it more than love it. And it sticks to them like glue. Funny, 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 what money can do. Ask the rich man, he'll confess, money can buy happiness.
Ooh. Ask the poor man, he don't know, but
he'd rather be miserable with them without. If you spend it, please be wiser. If you save it, you're a miser. You don't want it, you are cuckoo. Oh, funny, 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 what money can do. It's the best thing, oh yes, very. Full of germs, unsanitary. Will I have some cheese? Thanks. Funny, 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 funny.
Funny, funny, funny.
Funny, funny, funny.
Funny, funny, funny.
Funny, what money, money, money.
Wait a minute, Portland, will you? Here's the Ford dealer showroom. I think I'll stop in here for just a minute.
Hi there, Fred. Can you give me a hand with this job?
Say, what's going on, Mr. Dealer? That stepladder, that hammer, those nails?
My wife just finished embroidering a motto, and I want to hang it.
Let me see. Oh, it's that old motto, there's no place like home.
Yes,
huh?
Fred, my wife modernized it. This motto says, there's no place like home for Ford service.
What beautiful sentiment. Now, if you could only get another motto, you know, like, a man's best friend is his... Let's drop in here at this bookshop, the Chaucer Head. Let's drop in and browse around.
Well, I have to meet Mama to help her pick out a new fur coat.
Oh, what kind of a fur coat is your mother getting?
Some man with a pushcart tried to sell her a Hudson seal, but Mama was too smart.
How do you mean, too smart?
Mama knows there aren't any seals in the Hudson.
Your mother, really? Portland, don't let your mother get a squirrel coat. The squirrel coat will take your mother out in the park and bury her with the rest of the nuts there. Well, I'll see you later, Portland, if you gotta go. Good night.
Good night.
Say, this window is full of new books. Yeah, I'll go in and look around. I'll stop here at this mystery counter. I guess this gentleman is ahead of me.
I say, miss, do you have that new mystery, the man with the neon nose?
Arthur Treacher. Arthur, what are you doing here at the mystery counter?
I'm buying mystery stories to take back to England. I'm going to do a crime program on television in London.
You're going to be on television in England?
Yes, it is quite possible that at this very moment you're gazing at the British howdy doody.
Have you found any... Have you found any good mystery stories here?
Oh, there's some fascinating crimes in this anthology.
Oh, in the anthology, really?
There's no anthology.
Anthology,
here's,
is
here's
it?
Here's one.
I thought you dropped your H's over there. Anthology.
Here's one, Murder in the Aquarium.
Murder? What is that?
Well, a woman's body is found floating in a tank at the aquarium. There are no clues whatsoever.
No clues, eh?
An inkfish in the next tank writes out one word in the water.
And the word is?
Bundle.
Bundle, hey?
The police noticed a small hole in a bundle the woman was carrying.
Yes?
The police find that the woman's husband took a swordfish out of one of the tanks and stabbed his wife.
The husband stabbed his wife with a swordfish?
Right through the bundle.
Hey, this sounds pretty involved. How did the police solve the crime?
Luckily, the murderer confessed.
Oh, well, that saved the whole thing. That is a... That is some mystery.
This next one is fantastic. It's called The Fatal Hamburger.
The Fatal Hamburger? Arthur, mysteries like these will start television doing giveaway programs. Now, if you really want a ripping mystery, I happen to have a thriller.
Well, it's got to be good, Fred. I start next week.
Oh, in London?
Yes. My television program is called The Pips Piccalilli Mystery Playhouse.
The Pips Piccalilli Mystery Playhouse.
Yes. Pips Piccalilli is my sponsor.
Oh.
The program opens with 20 Piccalilli pickers peeking out of a brine barrel singing a rousing commercial.
Well, how does it go?
Piccalilli, Piccalilli, made by Pips, smack your lips. Pips Piccalilli, Pips Piccalilli, try some Pips on your fish and chips.
Arthur, my mystery will be great for the Pips Piccalilli Playhouse.
Well, what's your mystery like, Fred?
Well, the program opens with a lumbering fanfare.
The Pips Piccalilli Mystery Playhouse presents...
Another exciting adventure in the life of...
Sam Shovel, Private Eye.
I am Sam Shovel, Private Eye. I've cracked a lot of tough cases, but the toughest case I ever cracked was the case of Sir Hubert Bottomley. One day I'm sitting in my office, dropping some murine in me private eye. I'm just squeezing out the dropper. Hearing a knock, I deduce that somebody's at the door. Well, I say, come in.
To-do.
Yeah, lady?
I'm looking for Sam Shovel, private optic.
I'm Sam Shovel.
I'm Lady Bottomley. My brother, Sir Hubert Bottomley, is missing.
Missing what?
He's missing himself.
Oh. Has he looked around in his coat?
I don't know. Sir Hubert's been here in America.
Yes?
Every month I've been sending him his allowance, £20.
£20 of what, lady?
Money.
Oh, money.
For 15 years, I haven't heard from Sir Hubert, so I decided to come to America.
Yeah?
Mr. Shovel, you must find my brother.
Lady Bottomley, I'll find Sir Hubert Bottomley, or my name ain't... Sam Shovel, Private Eye. Lady Bottomley told me her brother was a big game hunter. The last address she had of Sir Hubert turned out to be an old brownstone back of a Natick stand just off Madison Avenue. Lady Bottomley was trembling as I pulled the old-fashioned bell.
Yes?
Are you Sir Hubert Bottomley?
I'm Bellwether, Sir Hubert Butler. Whom have I the melancholy honor of addressing?
I'm Sam Shovel, Private Eye. Stand back, Bellwether. Me and Lady Bottomley's coming in.
Get your hands off my lapel. You're rumpling my dickie.
I say, Bellwether, will you announce to Sir Hubert that his sister, Lady Bottomley, is here?
I didn't like the looks of Bellwether. From the way he was talking, I couldn't tell if he was English or if he just had bad bridge work. I was just putting the magnifying glass on Bellwether when he said...
If you two damp intruders will excuse me, I shall pip along to the trophy room. I have to shampoo a moose head.
Now,
Not so fast, Bellwether. What's this trophy rule?
Oh, my brother, Sir Hubert, is a big game hunter.
Oh, rather. On his last trip, the master bagged an enormous giraffe.
Oh, yeah? Where is the giraffe?
Well, the body is in the basement. Yeah. The neck goes through the second, third, and fourth floors. And the head is looking out of the penthouse window.
Sounds like a tall story, Bellwether.
Bellwether and gentlemen, if you don't mind, would you announce me to my brother, Sir Hubert?
Yeah, Lady Bottomley here thinks Sir Hubert's met with foul play.
Oh, preposterous. Obviously eating meat has unhinged Lady Bottomley's reason. At this precise moment, Sir Hubert is in the game room playing chess with Lord Beaverball.
Bellwether, you hoid Lady Bottomley. She wants to be announced.
As soon as Sir Hubert finishes his chess game, I shall announce Lady Bottomley. And now I must be off and shampoo that moose head, or Duz will have done it before I get there.
Yeah. I say, Mr. Shovel, I'm terribly sorry to have troubled you. My brother seems to be quite all right.
I don't like it, Lady Bottomley.
Do you think there's something wrong?
I don't trust that Bellwether.
Oh, I say, what was that?
It wasn't me snapping me bubble gum.
That was a shot. Those were five shots, I know it.
And they were, you're very quick on the trigger counting them shots, Lady Bottomley. And they was coming through that keyhole.
And they were coming directly at us.
There's something suspicious going on here, Lady Bottomley. Or my name ain't Sam Shovel, Private Eye. They were shots, all right. Me derby had a crease in it. Me badge had a dent in it. And me coat had seven new buttonholes. There was only one way to find out who was shooting at us through that keyhole. I opened the game room door.
Sam Shovel.
Bellwether. What's the big idea, firing that shotgun through the keyhole?
Oh, I thought you'd get a bang out of it.
While Bellwether was amusing himself, I took a quick gander around the game room. Sitting at a table motionless, there was two men playing chess. I was just ready to pounce when I heard Lady Bottomley say...
Mr. Shuffle.
Yeah?
One of those men playing chess is my brother, Sir Hubert Bottomley.
I'll soon check on that, Lady B. Hey, you with the half a pair of glasses.
I say, what's all the hugger-mugger? Can't you see we're playing chess? Bellwether.
I'm sorry, Lord Beaverboard. I told these two fruity intruders that I would announce them when you were finished.
Sir Hubert. Oh, Sir Hubert, you recall your sister, Lady Esther? Sir Hubert.
Hey, what's wrong? What's wrong, Lady
Sir
Bottom?
Sir Hubert, he's dead.
Dead? By Jove, that explains it.
Explains what?
Well, our chess game. Sir Hubert hasn't made a move in ages. He's just been sitting there holding his bishop.
Heart failure, do you think?
No, possibly was bored to death. I'm dull company, you know.
No, you're just boss wrong.
What?
Sir Hubert's got a hole in his head. Look, this dimple has no bottom to it.
You're right. It's a bullet hole.
This is moiter.
Moiter?
Moiter. Nobody's leaving this room. Come clean now, somebody. Who shot Sir Hubert?
Well, none of us could have done it, old boy. We're all here in the room together.
Hey, that's right.
Shovel, there must be somebody else in the house.
I can take a hint, Lady Bottomley. Come on, Bellwether. I'm finding that somebody else, or my name ain't Sam Shovel, Private Eye. Bellwether and me started searching the room. There was two closets. I says to Bellwether, Bellwether, open that first door.
Very well, sir.
Dad, an elephant in the closet.
Sir Hubert bagged it in India. Chopped the blighter right out from under Sabu.
Say, there's mohair sticking out of the elephant's trunk. And what's this label on the trunk? Taxidermy by Aubrey Tuttle. Who's Aubrey Tuttle?
Aubrey Tuttle was Sir Hubert's favorite taxidermist.
What's in this next closet? I'll open the door. Jeepers, four dead bodies. There's something here that ain't kosher, Bellwether. I'm taking another gander at Sir Hubert's body.
Mr. Shovel, what's this Sir Hubert is sitting on?
Oh, it's a newspaper. Sir Hubert is only 4 feet 8 inches tall. He has to sit on the Sunday Times to look over the chess table.
Yes, but
put the date on this paper. November 7th, 1933.
This paper's 15 years old. Sir Hubert has been dead for 15 years.
I say, this is going to be a blow to our club, you know. We elected him president 2 years ago.
It's incredible. Sir Hubert dead 15 years? Why, he looks the same today as he did 15 years ago.
Identically the same.
Sir Hubert is the same as he was 15 years ago, Lady Bottomley.
What?
Look at this hole in his head. What do you see sticking out?
Mohair
is right. Sir Hubert has been stuffed. Look here on his neck. One of them labels that was on the elephant. Taxidermy by Aubrey Tuttle.
You mean the taxidermist actually murdered my brother, Sir Hubert, and then stuffed him?
Yeah, Lady Bottomley.
Extraordinary. Who was the taxidermist?
You, Bellwether.
But I'm the butler. My name is Bellwether. Hercules T. Bellwether.
Oh, yeah? That signet ring on your thumb there. The initials... The initials is A.T.
A.T.? Oh, that's an abbreviation for Atlee. Roll, Britannia.
Stop the music! The jig is up, Aubrey Tuttle. You might as well confess. It'll make me very happy.
Oh, but happiness is so middle class.
Regardless.
I do wish you'd confess, Bellwether. I'm famished for a cup of tea.
Very well, Lady Bottomley. I am Aubrey Tuttle.
I knew it.
I killed Sir Hubert.
Oh, you bounder.
But why? But why, Mr. Tuttle?
Well, 15 years ago, Sir Hubert returned from Africa with a boatload of big game. I was his taxidermist.
And you stuffed the animals?
I put everything I had into them. When I finished, my bill was £2,000. Sir Hubert refused to pay me.
You was penniless, eh?
I had to have money. I knew Sir Hubert was getting £20 a month from his sister in England, so I decided to murder Sir Hubert, pose as his butler, and collect the money he owed me.
What became of Bellwether, the real butler?
Oh, he's in the closet with the rest of the staff.
You mean them stuffed stiffs of the staff? Why did you kill them and stuff them, Bellwether?
I had some mohair left over.
Aubrey Tuttle, you are a fiend, definitely.
By Jove, my opponent dead for 15 years. It's so difficult to tell in chess.
Say, where are you going, Tuttle?
I think I shall step out for a bit of swan upping.
Come back here, you.
And hand me, you succulent mendicant. Oh.
Right in the peeper.
A bit of a shiner.
Okay, Tuttle. You're coming with me, or...
Or what?
Or my name ain't Sam Shovel, Private Black Eye. As we take a final look around the Ford dealer showroom at the shiny new Fords, here's an invitation. Your Ford dealer wants to show you the 49 Ford. You owe it to yourself to see it. So come on over. With its new low look and midship ride, magic action brakes, and new springs, the 49 Ford is the car of the year. Next week, our guest will be Miss Helen Traubel. Thank you and good night.
Don't forget, next Sunday night, tune in Fred Allen and relax. The Fred Allen Guarantee and National Surety Corporation bond will be in effect for Fred Allen's program next Sunday night.